Today, we'd like to study the title of the blood of the Lamb in Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 to 17. To online worthy members, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 10, "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Now, what should we be our attitude to the accuser of us before our God day and night?" Question 2, in verse 11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." What does this verse 11 mean? Last question in verse 13. "Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child." What does this verse 13 mean? First of all, we want to see brief background. Apostle John wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ delivered by his angel in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him, or Jesus, to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he, Jesus, sent and signified it by his angel, Jesus' angel, to his servant, John. So John wrote this book at the island of Patmos, Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, in Mediterranean Sea, in 95 AD, under persecution of Roman Emperor Domitian. Chapter 1, past tense, happened. Chapter 2 and 3, present tense, when Apostle John wrote this book. Chapter 4 to 22, future time. So it doesn't happen yet. Chapter 4 and 5 is over church's rapture, or all Christians are being caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming in the air, second coming. Chapter 6 to 18, great tribulation. So therefore, today chapter 12 is included in the chapters 6 to 18, future great tribulation. Chapter 19, last part, the second coming Jesus on the earth. Jesus is coming two times. One is Jesus coming, second coming in the air in order to bring all Christians to heaven. The other one, Jesus is coming again on the earth. So at the end of great tribulation, to establish millennial kingdom. So chapter 20 talks about millennial kingdom. Chapters 21 to 22, a new heaven and new earth will be created. So this book talk about the seven judgment. First, seven seals judgment. Judgment is made by God. Seven seals judgment. Chapter 6, the first seal judgment, Antichrist coming. Then second seal judgment, war occurred. The third judgment, seal judgment, famine comes. The fourth seal judgment, death overcrowded people over whole world population were killed. The fifth, martyred. So the people during great tribulation believes in the Lord Jesus Christ Savior will be martyred. The sixth cosmic calamity starts to fall down. The cosmic calamity. The seventh seal judgment includes seven trumpets judgment. So seven trumpet judgment, chapter 8. Four trumpet judgment, chapter 8. The first trumpet judgment, fire destruction. The second trumpet judgment, sea destruction. The third trumpet judgment, fresh water destruction. The fourth trumpet judgment, sky destruction. Then chapter 9 talks about the fifth and the sixth trumpet judgment. The fifth trumpet judgment, torment destruction for 5 months. Then sixth trumpet judgment, a third of mankind killed. So only 50% over survived. Then is chapter 10, verse 7 through chapter 14, 20. Talk about the seventh trumpet judgment. So today, we are talking about the seventh trumpet judgment, chapter 10, verses 7 up to chapter 14, verse 20. So this is the second half, 3.5 years it will happen. Then chapter 15, 16 talk about seven vials judgment. The first vial judgment pour out the first vial upon the earth. So the second vial judgment upon the sea. The third vial judgment upon the fresh water. The fourth vial judgment upon the sun. The fifth vial judgment upon the seed of the beast. Beast indicating Satan. The seed of the beast is the animal. The sixth vial judgment upon the great river Euphrates. The great river Euphrates. The seventh vile judgment into the air. So this chapter 12 is the climax of the seventh trumpet judgment, filling in details up to the chapter 14, before chapter 15 and 16, the seventh vile judgment. So verse 10, then I, or John the Apostle, heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren. So accuser is Satan. Satan is always accusing brothers or brothers in Christ, accuser of our brethren, who accuses them, accuses Christians before our God, day and night, has been cast down. So right now, the Satan has access to God the Father. So 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteousness. So Jesus Christ, the advocate, but Satan is accused. Now Satan, the accuser, does so, always accuse us. So our attitude, we shouldn't listen to his accusation of our sin, but look out to the cross and confess it to Christ, the advocate, because Satan always condemns us over our mistake, our sin, but the Holy Spirit convicts us to confess our sin to God in the name of Jesus Christ. So Romans chapter 8, verse 1 said, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus," which meaning all Christians, so no condemnation. "So who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Also John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, "Jesus for did not come to condemn us, for God did not send his Son," or Jesus, "into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him," through Jesus, "might be saved." So in order to save the world, the people, Jesus sent his Son, not condemn. "He who believes in him," so he who believes in him, so Christians, "is not condemned," so no condemnation in Christ Jesus. "But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, who is Jesus." So therefore, if we commit a sin, mistake, or some error, so we shouldn't listen to accusers saying, you know, Satan's accusation. Rather than look out to the cross, we should confess our sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So if we confess our sin to the Lord in Jesus' name, so the Lord forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, including unknown unrighteousness too. So here has been cast down. So which meaning Satan in the future, in the great tribulation, will not be allowed to access to God the Father anymore. So right now, Satan is allowed to access God the Father. We can know Job chapter 1, verse 7. "And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." So now Satan is access to God the Father, but in the future, so no longer is allowed to Satan. So although now Satan is allowed to access to God, for why? For God's good purpose, to refine his children. So God wants to make purify our faith. That's why it's God's good purpose to refine his children. So, but his time, Satan's time, is limited in the great tribulation time. Verse 11, "And they," meaning believers, "overcame Satan." How? "By the blood of the Lamb." So by the blood of the Lamb, that's a strike to Satan for remission of our sin, because Jesus Christ shed blood for our sins. So that's a strike to Satan for remission of our sins. Also, victory by Jesus' death and resurrection. Resurrection meaning Jesus got won over the power of death, which is a consequence of a sin, so or a satanic power. And by the word of their testimony, Romans chapter 8, verses 34 and 35, "Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died," because Jesus' death, "and furthermore is also risen," Jesus' resurrection, "who is even at the right hand of God." Now Jesus said, at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. The Spirit of Christ made intercession for us. So Satan could not condemn us because Jesus' bloodshed for us, and by the word of their testimony. The word of testimony, which means the Lord of my life is Jesus. So all Christians' life is the Lord. Master is Jesus. So which means the Lord's will always prevails above my will. Always prevails my will. For example, Satan, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. So Satan tried his will above God's will. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. So Satan's will try to prevail over God's will. But Jesus told a different way. Luke chapter 22, verse 42, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me, or take this cross, crucifixion away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours, or your will be done. So here, always God's will prevails above my will. That's the word of their testimony. So our life is the Lord of our lives is Jesus. And they did not love their lives to the death. This is simply they are martyred because of their faith. Like about 6 million Christians under Roman Empire were martyred. So it will be martyred in the future, in the Great Tribulation. So then meaning the people now who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, but will believe during the Great Tribulation, you know, those people, you know, would be martyred. Verse 12, therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. That the Christians caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ coming again in the air. Or raptured church, therefore rejoice, O heavens, you who dwell in them. So dwell in heavens. Word to the inhabitants of the earth, now earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath. So devil is angry because devil or Satan knows that he has a short time to access to God the Father. So Satan only the man on the earth. Now when the dragon, dragon is a sign of Satan or its influences such as devils. Satan is the head of devils. The world of flesh or darkness and so on. So dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth. He persecuted the woman. The woman is the nation of Israel, not church, because church means the group of born-again Christians. Born-again Christians already will be raptured or will be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming again in the air in heavens. So the church is no longer on the earth at that time. He persecuted the woman the nation of Israel or Jews who gave birth to the male child, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came from Jews, the nation of Israel. So that's why the Satan persecuted the nation of Israel, because through Israel, the Messiah came into the world, you know, to save, you know, all people. So persecuted about 6 million Jews persecuted and killed by Nazi Hitler's Holocaust, but not over yet. In the future Great Tribulation, or in the second 3.5 years, that's called Bible the time of Jacob's trouble. So for the Great Tribulation total 7 years. In the first 3.5 years, the Jewish people were deceived by Satan, because Satan treated Jewish people nicely. But at the beginning of the second 3.5 years, Satan himself sits in the Holy of Holies, in the temple of God. He declares by himself as God, "You should worship me." That time, the faithful, the Jewish people, or remnant, recognized the Satan as not Messiah. So therefore, they rejected the Satan. That's called the abomination of a tribulation. Abomination, tribulation. So they rejected it. Then they are being persecuted and martyred by the Satan. But the woman, the nation of Israel, was given two wings of a great eagle. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, here, "Alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble." So that's called the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob is another name, Israel, Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. So the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness. So two wings given by God into the wilderness. That is Matthew chapter 24, verse 15 and 16. Jesus also said, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation," which means Satan himself declared as God who sits in the Holy of Holies, over the temple of God, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, standing in the holy place. Whoever reads, let him understand. "Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains," flee to the mountains, here wilderness. Isaiah chapter 16, verse 4, Isaiah prophesies that the Moab mountain, or Moab wilderness, Moab mountain located the right side of the Dead Sea. "Let my outcast dwell with you, O Moab, be a shelter to them from the face of the spoiler." Shelter meaning refugee place. "To them from the face of the spoiler, for the extortioner is at an end, devastation ceases, the oppressors are consumed out of the land." So God protect Jewish people. He or she might fly into the wilderness, or Moab mountain, Moab area wilderness, to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time, so which is the second 3.5 years. So God give feeding to them, like is a manna quail in Exodus. Then, so the serpent or dragon or Satan spewed the water out of his mouth like a flood. Flood is a type of army after the women, that he might cause her to be carried away or flow away by the flood, by army. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth, swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Here, verse 16, dragon, verse 15, serpent. So that is the same thing, serpent, dragon. So both of them symbols over Satan. And the dragon was enraged with the woman. So dragon, Satan, is angry with the nation of Israel. And he, dragon, went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So make war between dragon, and dragon follows devils, and the faithful remnants. So acknowledged the Lord Jesus Christ during the second 3.5 years. So Jewish people, some Jewish people recognize or acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah during the second 3.5 years. That's called Matthew chapter 23, verse 39. For I say to you, you shall see me, Jesus Christ, no more until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he, Jesus, Messiah, who comes in the name of the Lord. So the second 3.5 years, the remnant Jewish people recognize Jesus as the Messiah at that time. So those people, the testimony of Jesus Christ, their life for the Lord is Jesus. So they would have a war against Satan and the Satan's followers. Okay, let's see each question and answer. Question 1, in verse 10, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night now has been cast down. Now, what should we be our attitude to the accuser of us before our God day and night? Now, Satan, the accused, does so. So we shouldn't listen to his accusation of our sin. So rather than look out to the cross and confess it to Christ, the advocate. That's the answer. Question 2, in verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, they did not love their lives to the death. What does this verse 11 mean? They, the Christians in Great Tribulation, overcame Satan. How? By the blood of the Lamb. So the Jesus' blood shed for their sin, all Christian sin. And by the word of their testimony, their testimony for their life, the Lord is Jesus Christ. The Lord of their life is Jesus Christ's testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Because of their faith, they are martyred by Satan. So then they overcome Satan. Last question 3 in verse 13. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. What does this verse 13 mean? So dragon, Satan, was cast down to earth, which meaning Satan is no longer to access to God the Father in the heavens. So Satan persecutes the nation of Israel, who brings the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Then let's just sing song all together, page 40, number 5, blue book. Then we'll pray with the Lord's Prayer. We will conclude our Bible study.